Thank you, Noam. Good morning. Having noted over the last couple of days that the Shlich Tzibur of Eslichos and Yom Noraim ideally is a person who is Hagun, Gadol B'Torah, Masim Tovim, is 30, married and has children, which we've described and discussed over the last couple of days. The kids continue. And we also have to try and make sure that the person who's blowing the shofar, the person who is offering the summons and the instruction to the person blowing the shofar, Shiu Balei Torah V'Yira, is a person of scholarship, of fear of heaven, of integrity, Kafima She'ef Shalem, and so as far as we can find. And as far as I can tell, there are two ways to see this requirement. Lahavdil, when there is a royal event, they have a royal band. In fact, putting royalty aside, as Americans did quite violently a couple hundred years ago, even the president has a presidential, what is it called? The Navy Choir, Corps, Band, something. Something doesn't say the Royal Navy Band. And when they play, their condition, their integrity is not that central to the instrument. It's more about giving dignity to the officer, the president, the royalty, whatever the case is. You just don't want to detract from that. They're basically conduits to sound, and we just don't want to distract from the royal attention. The other way of looking at this is that they're actually performing something literally instrumental, and we need their quality, their character, their integrity, their scholarship to be at the forefront, because they're producing this sound which achieves certain ends. And if you want to get a sense for what that instrumental behavior might be trying to achieve, I'd recommend coming at 12:25 a.m. this Motzei Shabbos for a small sicha introducing slichot.